KUTX 98.9. This is Jody Denberg live in Studio 1A. And for the next 20 or 30 minutes, we're going to be celebrating in advance a show that celebrates Sims on Saturday night at Emo's. It's called Heart of the City, a celebration of the Cosmic Cowboy. So lots of celebrating going on. If you want to join us, you can get your tickets at simsfoundation.org. At the event on Saturday, the likes of Carrie Rodriguez, Charlie Mars, and Rosie Flores, as well as three artists who are going to join us now to each sing a song that relates to the theme, the Cosmic Cowboy theme. In a moment, we'll hear from James Petrali of White Denim. Also, Bob Livingston is going to join us. But to get us started on KUTX, it's Kelly McQuee. Kelly, it's all yours.
In the twilight glow, I see them. Blue eyes crying in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew again. Love is like a dying ember, and only memories remain. It's through the ages I
sweet.
Thanks, boys.
Kelly McQuee.
Just like we rehearsed it.
Doing a version of Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, which Willie Nelson did not write, but most people think he did because it was on the...
Fred Rose. Wrote that song.
Of Acuff Rose.
Yeah.
Was Redheaded Stranger a formative record for you?
It was one of the first records that I bought, like, as an adult. You know, my mom had records that we listened to growing up. But once I got my own record player, Redheaded Stranger was one of the first records that I got when I moved to Texas. I'm from Memphis originally, and that's one thing I wanted to say about Sims is that that's why it's so important to me, because there are so many people that I knew growing up in Memphis that needed a foundation like Sims, and we didn't have it there. And it's helped so many people near and dear to me here in Austin, so I'm happy to be here today.
And we're happy to have you, and happy to have Kelly on the bill Saturday night at Emo's for the Sims Heart of the City, a celebration of the Cosmic Cowboy. It's an annual fundraiser, the Heart of the City series, and Kelly is on that bill. as are the other folks who are joining us today. You had Bob Livingston on guitar and harmonica on that, Billy Cassis on guitar, and Michael Ramos on piano. It's nice to be at that Studio 1A piano, isn't it?
Oh, it's a beautiful instrument. I love it.
And it's always so great, Michael, to watch you assemble the band each year for these Sims celebrations. You and Billy, obviously, in the band. Who else is going to be there Saturday night?
Well, we've got the incomparable David Grissom on guitar.
Wow.
Warren Hood, who just became a dad this week. Conrad Shukroon. And we have John Mike, whose birthday it is today. And then a late addition was Herb Steiner, who played on a lot of these tunes. He'll be on steel guitar, pedal steel guitar. And actually, Freddie Kirch is actually playing on a tune, B.W. Stevenson tune, because he played with B.W., so...
It's great because you have roots that reach back to the Cosmic Cowboy era, but we also have contemporary musicians who are influenced by that. That's Michael Ramos. He is the musical director for the Sim Show Saturday night at Emo's. James Petrolli of White Denim is going to join us in just a moment, but I have Heather Alden of Sims with me, and welcome, first off.
Hi, Jody.
How many years have you been doing the Heart of the City series?
So this series is about 5 years old, and we always get an amazing house band and music director, and then have Austin musicians that love Sims and love Austin music, and they come and perform. So this show has 21 performers, three storytellers, and just a whole lot of fun.
And Kelly mentioned the foundation, and you mentioned Sims, but I should just get specific for those who might not know that Sims provides low-cost mental health care to the Austin music community. And that's such a vital thing that you do. What if someone's listening who is a part of the music community and says, well, I want to help Sims. They can get tickets at simsfoundation.org. But what if they need help from Sims?
It's actually really easy. We have a telephone number to call, 512-494-1007. And when you call that phone number, there are clinicians that are answering that line, and they take a little bit of information and then connect that musician or music industry professional to over 90 providers in the community. And those providers take a reduced fee to work with our clients. And it's for all along the emotional wellness spectrum. So people think that we're here for crisis, and that is true, but we're also here for relationship issues. And if you're feeling anxious or feeling a little depressed or sad, we can help with that too.
Such an amazing organization, the Sims Foundation, being celebrated and having its fundraiser again. That's Saturday night at Emo's. And each year there's usually a theme, and this year the Heart of the City theme is a celebration of the Cosmic Cowboy, and on hand will be Rosie Flores. Marty and Emily of the Dixie Chicks will present a special tribute to our late friend, bassist and producer George Reef. Kerry Rodriguez will be there, and James Petrolli of White Denim will be there, and he is here today. James, good to see you.
Thank you. It's good to see you, too.
What's up with White Denim these days?
We just built a studio and finished mixing a record, so we're just kind of planning. Yeah, that's about it.
You know, when I think of White Denim, I don't necessarily hear a connection to the Cosmic Cowboy era. Is there one in your mind and in your writing?
I mean, there are tons of great writers in the genre.
Right.
You know, I think that we're just a fan of good musicianship and you know, good writing.
Well, I'm a fan of White Denim's. And James Petrolli has a song for us. Which one did you choose?
I Don't Want to Go Home by Doug Somm. I think I'm going to be singing Galveston, which that's a big one. I got to practice that one.
Wait, singing Galveston Saturday night at Emo's. But this is a Doug Somm tune.
Yeah, Doug Somm, yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Days. Oh, why do I roam?
It's not that I don't love her. The Lord knows that I do. But the changes in the city made a fool of me. I got too free, forgot I had a family. Don't love her. The Lord knows that I do. But the changes in the city made a fool of me. I got too free, forgot I had a family.
James, I'm thinking that's not an easy song to sing, and you acquitted yourself well. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Doug Somm's I Don't Want to Go Home, James Petrolli of White Denim singing it, and he'll be singing that and more Saturday night at Emo's for Sims Heart of the City, a celebration of the Cosmic Cowboy. And Bob Livingston is going to join us, and the last time I saw Bob, he was actually on stage with Sean Somm. So full circle kind of deal here. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you so much for having us here. It's a great opportunity. And, of course, Jody, you're the best. I love the way you move through the information and the music.
Thank you. Cosmic Cowboy. I'm thinking Lost Gonzo Band, the band you were in with Jerry Jeff Walker. In my mind, early 70s. Do you have a date fixed that it kind of started?
I had met Michael Murphy in Los Angeles. And in about 70, 71, we moved to Austin, and we recorded Geronimo's Cadillac in Nashville. And then Jerry Jeff walked in the door one day, and he had moved around about the same time. So we recorded an album with him that has L.A. Freeway on it. And then Murphy's second album, and that became Cosmic Cowboy.
Are you comfortable with that term?
Well, you know, Murphy gave me the name Cosmic Bob, and it was always a dubious distinction, and I never quite, what does he mean by that? So he even made me a belt and hand-tooled Cosmic Bob. That'll be on eBay tonight. But actually, yeah, and so it was Cosmic, and we were in New York. We were playing the Bitter End, and we were on the rooftop of the Holiday Inn there downtown. And I just said, yeah, he had a guitar. I said, Mike, I'm just a cosmic cowboy. And he just started writing. He wrote the chorus right on the spot. And, you know, just as a lark, but ended up, you know, sort of defining that era in Austin, that in progressive country.
And really what is, as James referred to, a genre of music. We may not know exactly how to define it, but we know it when we hear it.
Yeah.
And you're a great representative of the Cosmic Cowboys, who have been celebrated. This is the second time in recent months, and that's really nice. But this show on Saturday is about Sims, which provides low-cost mental health care to the Austin music community. And many of us here have had interactions with Sims or referred friends to Sims. How about you? Have you had any interaction with Sims?
Well, Sims pretty much saved my life. I don't know if I can go that far, but in 2008, I was having a, you know, I was a road warrior. I was a gonzo. Came off of the Jerry Jeff and playing so much, and I was sort of on my own at that point, but picking up any gig I could, driving all over the country and playing shows and playing bass and doing my own shows. But and I did all these foreign tours, and I would go over there for the State Department, and I would just run ragged, and I used some substance abuse, kind of keeping myself fit for this, and I was in pretty bad shape. And one day there was a knock on the door, and this guy named Peyton Wimmer was at the door, and he said, "Bob, I need to talk to you." And he said it was kind of an intervention, I suppose. And he said, "We want you to go to this La Hacienda Solutions." It was an outpatient, but it was perfect for me because I could still, I mean, it was 4 or 5 days a week, but they paid for everything, you know, Sims paid for everything, and it got me clean and sober.
So many ways that Sims helps our community, and there's just one instance from Bob Livingston. That's really all you need to know why you need to be attending Emo's on Saturday night for what, Heather, I believe is the biggest fundraiser of the year for Sims.
Absolutely.
And which doesn't mean people can't contribute at other times.
Every day.
Through the website, mm-hmm. simsfoundation.org, correct. Which is where you can also find your tickets. And Cosmic Bob, I think it's time for a song live on KETX.
Oh, well, let's just do that. Get everybody to help me sing it. Cosmic Cowboy. Merry-go-rounds and burial grounds are all the same to me. Horses on the poles, kids and ghosts are spirits we'd like to set free. Them city slicker pickers got a lot of slicker licks in you and me. But right in the range and acting stranger where I'm gonna be. And I just wanna be a cosmic cowboy. I just wanna ride and rope and hoop. Yeah, I just wanna be a cosmic cowboy. Yeah. The supernatural country rockin' galoot. Lone Star sipping and skinny dipping, and steel guitars and stars are just as good as Hollywood and them boogie-woogie bars. I'm gonna buy me a vest, I'm gonna head out west, my little woman and myself. And when we come to town, the people gather round and marvel at my little baby's health. They do, and I just wanna be a cosmic cowboy.
Everybody sing it.
I just wanna ride and rope and hoop. Yeah, I just wanna be a cosmic cowboy. A supernatural country rockin' galoot. Well, a big raccoon. Harvest moon come rolling through my mind. I see sweet Cindy, she lives down south, she cooks me supper at supper time. Don't bury me on the lone prairie, I'd rather play there alive. And I'm doing my best to keep my head in the west and my little Bronco in overdrive. And I just wanna be cosmic cowboy. I just wanna ride and rope and hoop. I just wanna be a cosmic cowboy. That's all I wanna be. A supernatural country rockin' galoot. Thank you, Sims.
Oh, that was grand. Bob Livingston, one of the quintessential songs from one of the quintessential artists of the Cosmic Cowboy era, Cosmic Cowboy. And Saturday night at Emo's, Sims Heart of the City, celebration of the Cosmic Cowboy with Bob Livingston, who you just heard from, Kelly McWee. Michael Ramos is the musical director, Billy Cassis part of the band, and James Petrali, who joined us earlier, will all be joined by the likes of Carrie Rodriguez and Charlie Mars and Rosie Flores and a couple of Dixie Chicks and more. SimsFoundation.org for more on the show and for more on this great organization that provides low-cost mental health care to the Austin music community. I'm Jody Denberg. Thanks, y'all, for being here today.
Thank
you. It was a grand time. I want to thank our broadcast engineer, Jake Perlman, and our Studio 1A producer, Deidre Gott. And this is KUTX.